This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're learning more from a Canadian perspective about the relationship and what's going on between our two nations. We're talking with Wade Davis. You know, Wade, when I think of my admiration for Canada in its outlook and in its values, I kind of just always come back to the thought, well, it's just more like Europe. And I really enjoy the social contract in Europe. And it's, you know, it's enthusiastically capitalistic, but it believes that government needs to be a referee in the rough and tumble arena of capitalism. And some capitalists would like no referee so they can get more. And some capitalists would like it to be sustainable and more fair, and live in a world where you don't need a lot of armed guards outside of your palace. Tell me more about the fundamental approach to the social contract in Canada as you see it.
Well, you know, somebody says social democracy, which you know so well, Rick, from your travels in Europe, could never happen in the United States. And that may well be true, but what a sad indictment. You know, I always use the metaphor of going to get your groceries at Safeway. When you get your groceries at Safeway, you know, everywhere in America, but many parts of America, certainly East and West Coast, there's a kind of an economic, racial, class, educational chasm between you and the checkout person that's really unbridgeable. You get your groceries at the same Safeway in Canada, you don't feel that. Now, what's going on? First of all, you know that the checkout person knows they're getting a decent wage because of the unions. Secondly, because Safeways are neighborhood-based, and we still have strong public schools, you know that probably their kids go to the same school as you do. And thirdly, and more essential of all, you know that if their kids get sick, they will get exactly the same medical care, not only of your kids, but of the prime minister's kids. And that's really true. And those three strands woven together become the fabric of Canadian social democracy. And that is a strength, you know.
And this whole thing fundamentally is the choice of a democracy. People vote for this stuff. And, you know, you can vote for the fairness on that sort of standard, or you can vote more for a rough and tumble arena. But it is the choice of a nation, and a nation's budget is a moral document.
Well, you know, Rick, you know, I know you love the little island I live on, and you've been here, Bowen Island. It's a little microcosm of Canada. But I was walking around one of the lakes with a friend of mine yesterday who is literally a billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet with us would be my electrician who works on my little shop. And that electrician, who's a friend, plays and sings in the same a cappella choral madrigal group as my wife. And the fellows who help us with our irrigation and lawn care ski with us at Whistler. And I was just thinking that that's sort of Canada. It's like I don't ever sit around thinking, oh, I went to this university, I wrote these books, I've been in these films, and that somehow makes me better than the guy who picks up my trash. It's just, in Canada, you don't think that way because A, it's not true, and B, we're all just shadows, little specks of candles in the wind in the wake of our landscape. And the landscape is everything. It is the mystic endowment of the country. And you cannot live in a place like Canada and maintain a high level of hubris. It calls for tolerance, humility, decency, generosity, consilience. That is a gift of Canada, is grace. You know, I was very fortunate to be given our highest Canadian civilian award called the Order of Canada. And the wonderful thing about the ceremony is that you don't get individually recognized. You're part of a cohort of 50 Canadians being so honored. So you really feel the country is being honored through you. And so you're sitting in Rideau Hall with the Governor General in alphabetical order. And I was fortunate to be seated by a man called Bob Cole, the legendary CBC announcer of Hockey Night in Canada. And so to make small talk, I asked Mr. Cole what you needed to do to announce Hockey Night in Canada. And he turned to me and said, you got to have 5 octaves in your voice. Lowest octave was to say, hello, everybody, it's Hockey Night in Canada, you know, inviting people to the broadcast. Now, obviously, the highest octave was reserved for a great save or a goal. But then I turned to him and I said, well, what about the other three? And with an actual twinkle in his eye, he turned to me and he said, Wade, to bring alive the fastest game in the world on a radio crackling with static to a lonely trapper on the banks of the Yukon River, bathing in the shadow of the Northern Lights. And I thought to myself, and I ended the piece that you mentioned, Rick, for Canadian Geographic, by saying the obvious, you know, tell me that this kind, gentle, humble, incredibly generous, wonderful man didn't deserve our highest civilian accolade. And I ended the piece by saying, because Mr. Cole passed away, I said, elbows up, Mr. Cole.